Fraud in land deal charged to minister. The Atlanta Journal, Friday, 9th October 1914, page 20, column 4. Woman asks that transfer between Reverend C.B. Ragsdale and self be voided, declaring he misrepresented the value of land and other property to her, and that she trusted him as a minister of the gospel, and so allowed herself to be defrauded. Mrs. Ollie Kane has filed suit in the Superior Court, asking that property transfers between herself and Reverend C.B. Ragsdale be declared null and void. Mr. Ragsdale, it will be remembered, figured sensationally in the Frank case, when he claimed he heard Jim Conley confessing the murder of a white girl to another Negro. Later he repudiated the statement, claiming he had been induced to make a false affidavit by Arthur Thurman, the attorney, and C.C. Tedder, a Burns detective. In the Superior Court suit, Mrs. Kane sets out that she made two deals with Mr. Ragsdale. She sold him, she says, 40 acres of land on the Roswell Road, encumbered by a $3,000 mortgage, for $12,000, which she claims not to have received, although he has further encumbered the property. He sold her, she says, certain property in Holly Springs, Cherokee County, for $6,000. This property included a store, which the plaintiff claims Mr. Ragsdale told her had an income of $12,000 a year, when, as a matter of fact, its receipts were nothing like that amount. The suit asks the court to declare the whole deal off, and she offers to return his property and wants her Roswell Road tract back. Attorney W. H. Terrell filed the suit,